I was looking in Acts chapter 4 the other day, and I was interested to see that the apostles are praying to God. And in chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "Now look upon their threats and grant to thy servants to speak thy word with boldness, while thou stretchest out thy hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of thy holy servant Jesus." Where it says grant to your servants, it really says to give to your servants, not just the boldness, but also signs and wonders. Okay. Then it says, as you travel down, verse 32, "Now the company of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that he possessed was his own, but they had everything in common, and with great power the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. And there was not a needy person among them, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to each to any as had need." And so this is the thing. They asked God to give them boldness, ability to preach, give signs and wonders. Then God also put great grace upon them. It says great grace was upon them. Grace is the ability to do something that only God can enable you to do. And what that was for them was to give sacrificially, to sell houses and lands and distribute the money. So as God gave them, then people gave in return. The apostles asked God to give to them, and then they distributed what was given. And I find this a really interesting dichotomy of giving out of what you have received. It's important that you understand this. As God has put grace on your life, you get to give. You can't give what you don't have. If you don't have grace, you can't give grace. And the grace that is upon us, whether it's in spiritual gifting, whether it's to heal the sick or to, you know, to preach or anything like that, or a grace to be able to just have joy and love, to be able to feel the presence of God, you get to impart those things. Even as God has put grace on you to have possessions and you want to give out of that, God wants us to be givers. He himself is a giver. We know this. So when we call on him to give, we expect that. A son who asks his father for a piece of bread will not get a stone in return. So we have a giving God, a giving father who wants to give grace to us, who wants to answer our prayers for the ability to do his will. They didn't ask for themselves for positions of power and money and fame. They asked for the ability to do his will, to preach his word with boldness under threat of violence, the ability to see signs and wonders for people that were in need, to be able to end the oppression and the bondage that people were in with evil spirits. And they wanted to be able to have a growing body of Christ that was able to also receive eternal life and let the church just become what God has called it to be. I'm saying to you, ask God. What you ask, turn around and be willing to give. If you're needing things from God, I want your needs to be met, but I don't want you to be prosperous just to, you know, be selfish, to be materialistic, to be covetous. That's not God's will. But to be givers is. If you need resources from God so that you can do the things God has called you to do, he wants to do that. He wants you to give out of what you have received, whether it's materially or whether it's spiritually. So I want to bless you with that. I'm going to pray that over you right now. In the name of Jesus, I bless you to be filled with great, great grace. That the grace of God upon you to preach, to teach, to heal, to deliver, to give, to bless, is increased, and that you are prosperous in that. That everything you receive, you are able to give to others who have need, in Jesus' name. Amen.